The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Sadi Amud Beis, has a famous machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding the case of Chasma Bekol. In other words, there's a general prohibition of muzzling an animal while it's working, because kind of like Sar Beli Chayim. But the Gemara anyway learns that Lav de Chasima, that we have a principle we learn out from there, that you only get Makas, you only get a good old-fashioned whooping on something that involves you violate a negative mitzvah, a negative aveira you do with an action. But if it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, if you violate something without an action, it's still prohibited, perhaps even biblically prohibited, but you don't get makas. You only get makas if it's a lav she'yesh bo maisa. That's the principle of the Gemara learns from Lav de Chasima. So there's a debate between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Let's say I don't muzzle the animal. Everyone agrees, let's say if you muzzled it, it would be usur. But the Gemara says you didn't muzzle the animal, but chasma bakol. You screamed at the animal, you scared the animal that it wouldn't stop and eat. So it was an equivalent of a muzzle, but it wasn't a muzzle. It was just verbal. So Rav Yochanan says, Chayev, and Reish Lakish Amapata. So in a case where you're chasma bakol, you scream at the animal and deter him, and he's afraid to eat. So Rav Yochanan says, Chayev, you're still obligated. And Reish Lakish Amapata. Reish Lakish says you're exempt. So the Gemara says, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? What is the issue on whether, why does Rav Yochanan say Chayev and Reish Lakish says Pater? So it says, Rav Yochanan Machayev Akimas Piv Havi Maisa, because the utterance of the lips, opening the mouth, that's also considered an action. Screaming at the animal, that's considered a Maisa, and Reish Lakish says go Havi Maisa. And according to Rav Yochanan, according to Reish Lakish, it's not a Maisa. So it seems to be a Machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Dibur is considered a Maisa or not. So Rav Yochanan says yes, Reish Lakish says no. So Tosfos asks over there, like, what do you mean? According to Rav Yochanan, that Dibur is a Maisa, so you're telling me every time someone speaks Lashon Hara, so you definitely violate a biblical prohibition. But we generally assume there is no Onish, there is no Makis, because it's a lav shein bo maisa, it's only dibor. So you're telling me that every time someone spoke lashon hara, it's bad enough, it's the wrong thing, but to get makas every time? So Tosfos says no. He qualifies Rav Yochanan. The lo kama Rav Yochanan, da kimas piv havi maisa, ela hacha mishum, de dibure ka'avin maisa. That when does Rav Yochanan say Dibur Kamaisa if the Dibur leads to a Maisa? In other words, you speak Lashon Hara, so there's no Maisa. It's a bad thing, but you're not really changing anything. I mean, someone might be embarrassed, which is bad, but very bad, but in terms of a Maisa, it's not. However, so Dibur by itself is not a Maisa, but Dibur which leads to a Maisa, to therefore Yechayevan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. And that seems to be the Pshat as well in a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Chesam and Beis, about a Tarnago. That your Tarnago is screeching. So we know we see it in the movies, or maybe even like opera. You reach a certain level, you could like break a glass. So a Tarnago shusha roshu avir, and he broke like a kli zechuchis. So the halacha is, the Gemara says, mishalem nezek sholem, you pay the full amount. The question is, generally speaking, when you do something directly, a grama, perhaps, it should be a lesser penalty. It should be like chatzi nezek. But here the Gemara says Nezek Sholem. So what's the conclusion? The conclusion must be that a dibor that leads to a maisa is considered your direct action, and therefore mishalem nezek sholem. In fact, that was the question they have in kashrus now. Like many times, if you have a kosher plant outside of in Africa, China, we don't have a lot of yidin, let's say, and let's say it's only a bishulakum or a pasakum issue. So let's assume, so all you have to do is turn on, you're not worried about the ingredients, everything's kosher. So I think it was called the Shein maneuver, I think it's Rabbi Yehuda Shein, I don't know if he's a shochet, a big mashashki, a big intakashris, he works for the kashris organization, he came up with a etza or an idea. Could I call, let's say he sets it up on his cell phone, either he dials it in or maybe he talks to it. Let's assume you talk into it and you say, oven, turn on, or however it's set up. So the shayla was, would that be good to make it bishul yisrael, or at least, or should I say, would it make it that it's not bishul akum or pas akum when it would be a problem? So I think he asked the OU, Rav Belsky, and in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yashav. I think the poskim agreed to him that they consider it's good, dibor shemais, and therefore would take away the problem of bishulakum. If so, that goes back to the famous question today, comes up all the time, whether it's Alexa, Siri, or some other name, we have voice activation. And therefore, let's say I set up an assistant with my voice. So I say, Alexa, turn on the lights. Alexa, I don't know, sings mirrors or whatever you're telling Alexa to do. So is that considered, so we know, Amir Lenachri. So Amir Lenachri, even on a biblical prohibition, is only a rabbinical prohibition because you're not doing it. So if you're not doing it, in most cases, it's hard to come to an Issa Daraisa. So the question is telling Alexa to do something the same as telling a non-Jew to do? So one might think it's better, but perhaps it's worse, because when you tell a non-Jew to do it, you know the non-Jew is clearly doing the Maisa, he's just doing it for you. But according to what we're saying in Rav Yochanan and the Gemara in Baba Kama, a dibor that leads to a maisa is considered your maisa. So if you tell Alexa, to turn on an incandescent light bulb, which is, let's assume, an issa deraisa, then you violate an issa. It's like you yourself turned on the light. However, and if it's a LED light, you violate an issa derabanan. So that's what they point out. So be it a case of, so we see that dibor is kamaisa, and therefore one cannot use the voice recognition technology on Shabbos. And as well, one can use the bishul for the roi bishul akum. Or as well, they discuss in the poskim is a different shayla, but I always think of this question when it comes up, because by the bishul akum, we assume it takes care of bishul akum, is the glow bar, where, again, some places you're out of town, out of country, so they want to put a light bulb, some type of light bulb, that stays in the oven all the time and stays warm. And they want to say, therefore, it's like a Jew already is warmed up, is like involved in the cooking. So Rav Heidemann goes for it. So Star K, I guess, relies on it. But the OU didn't go for it. Rav Belsky didn't like it, because he said, number one is, with the twig in the fire, that's part of the fire. Here this is separate. And secondly, here you're putting this in first, and then you're putting in. In other words, you're here, over here you're putting in the light bulb first, and then, so in the case where, the other case is the fire is on and then you're contributing to the fire, here this is coming on first, so either way, so Rebelsky and the OU don't like it, and I think there was some Star K people working in the OU, so they went to Rav Yashav, and Rav Yashav said no, he was against it. So either way, so that's just a Bishwakam issue, but that's the Shiloh with Alexa, and perhaps a Shiloh as well would be, let's say you want to do, let's say, we know, I guess it's a Shiloh of machine matzah, so if you assume that the Shiloh of machine matzah is if you create with Shema, so that would be the same. So with machine matzah words, so perhaps if you set up a voice recognition system and you spoke out and that turned the machine on, so perhaps that would also work for Shmura Matzah. That's part of the discussion in terms of if you do a Dibor that leads to a Maisa, so therefore it does it because it goes Sasa Kol Malacha. However, the post can point out that, however, I mean, we're not there yet, maybe we're getting there soon with AI, that if you just thought about it, let's say somehow they could read your mind, you walk in and the light goes on, or whatever needs to be done. So then the post can already say that it, obviously it's not something that we want to happen, and maybe for meta halakha, obviously if you can't control it, if you're thinking it anyway, but I'm sure they could work out controls, but they say if it's a makshava that leads to a ma'isa, so then perhaps then you wouldn't be chaya because it's not a malacha. You need, in other words, you need to have a dibor first in order to, you know, a dibor that leads to a ma'isa, that's considered a ma'isa, but perhaps a makshava that leads to a dibor, or a makshava that leads to a ma'isa, that would not be considered a ma'isa. So if you just thought about it on the Alexa, and the Alexa went on, so surely it wouldn't be a Daraisa, and perhaps not even a Darabana, that's what the post-com will have to get into at some point.